If you've scrolled through social media recently, you've noticed a trend where social media influencers share what they eat in a day. This trend might look fun on the surface, but it has potential to promote harmful ideas about food, weight, and body image. Joining me today to talk about it is Dr. Catherine Houlihan, Senior Lecturer in Clinical Psychology at the University of the Sunshine Coast. Catherine, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
So for those who mightn't be aware, what does the what I eat in a day trend look like?
Yeah, great question. They're usually short video clips of an influencer taking the audience through everything that they consumed in any given day.
And so how does this trend promote a negative body image?
Yeah, so there has been some research done on these videos and what's included in them. And what's been found is that a lot of the videos promote very restrictive eating patterns or unhealthy approaches to eating, like cutting out whole food groups and following a very low calorie diet. And some of them promote even harmful disordered eating behaviors like binge eating and even purging to get rid of food.
Right. Okay. So there's also issues of economic differences between the influencers and their audience. Does that also have an effect on the trend and its presentation?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
Sorry. So there's issues of economic differences between the influencers and their audience. Does this also have an effect on the trend and its presentation to its viewers?
I think the way that the videos are presented, it does promote kind of social comparisons to be made where the viewer might feel worse off, so that the influencers may be presenting a certain lifestyle, also a certain body image, a certain body ideal that comes with following kind of the food trends as well, that can kind of create negative emotions in the viewer through social comparisons.
And I suppose a question that needs to be asked is why are these so popular if they're kind of so explicitly presenting these harmful eating habits and habits in general? How have they gotten so popular and so widespread?
I think that's a really, really great question, and one I don't have the absolute answer to. I think what becomes a trend on social media is due to a number of factors, but I think because particularly young people who are, you know, a large demographic of social media, particularly TikTok, young people are drawn to images and ideas around, you know, body image, food, eating, lifestyle. And so the way that these videos are designed to be very hooky and kind of fun and friendly and present things that maybe the audience wants to have or thinks that they should have in terms of a certain physique or a certain diet can also fuel the popularity.
And so social media is seen as a bit of a hub for poor body image and self-esteem promotion. How do you think we can help fix the issues that these videos are presenting?
Well, I think just spreading kind of research and evidence-based ideas around. So I am on TikTok and Instagram myself. If any of your listeners want to follow me, I'm Dr. Kat, psychologist, Kat with a C. And having more and more kind of professionals, people with qualifications around nutrition, body image, people that understand the research, kind of really sharing what's true. Also, there's a lot more mental health professionals now on social media, kind of sharing tips and resources for how to get help if you are struggling, and just educating people that use social media about the potential risks and the harms. There is established research showing that social media can have negative consequences for things like depression, anxiety, poor body image, self-esteem in its users. And so if people are noticing those things in themselves once they have stopped scrolling, then knowing where to go is a really important step. And I think that we can all be doing our jobs in kind of educating those around us in how to seek help.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on that question of mental health as well. We sort of talked about the physical health implications of it. In what way do these videos impact mental health and through this comparison, social comparison?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, social comparisons tend to increase the likelihood that you'll feel anxiety or depression or impact on self-esteem if you think that you're less than the person that you're viewing in any way. But in terms of the eating and disordered eating, so We know that young people are high risk of developing eating disorders, and disordered eating is also linked to anxiety, depression, and can lead to eating disorders, which are serious mental health concerns.
I have a couple more questions before I let you go, Catherine. So what factors constitute a healthy person, that's in inverted commas, that are presented in these videos, and why is it problematic to get advice from someone who doesn't have the same factors as you? So I suppose a better way to reframe that question is, what is a proper healthy lifestyle, and how do that differ from what's presented in the videos?
Yeah, great question. So I think the main message is that what is healthy for one person may be unhealthy for another person. So if you are trying to get on top of your health, to improve your health, then you need to seek a qualified professional, so a medical professional, nutritional professional, dietitian, etc., if you're thinking about making changes to your food, because they will need to tailor whatever advice they give you to your individual needs, because what is healthy for us is determined by a range of factors that are very unique to us. So our medical histories, you know, our age, our gender, our daily lifestyle, our activities, the demands that we have, and also health does include psychological and social health, and not just kind of physical and medical health. So we need to be looking at our health in a very holistic way, and we need to be making sure that any advice is from a qualified professional. Many of these videos and influencers, again, in the research, it showed that majority of the influencers do not claim to have any qualifications in things like nutrition or fitness or health professionals. And so just understanding that your health needs are unique to you, and so following what someone else is doing is unlikely to A, get you what you want, but B, it could also be harmful.
Yeah, that's some great advice there. I suppose my last couple of questions for you is that a lot of times these videos will have a very particular way of presenting this information. So what ways are they putting it forward to make this lifestyle look so attractive to viewers watching it?
Yeah, good question. So there is a strong link with body image. So often, you know, influencers that are very attractive conventionally, very kind of thin, maybe they're wearing very kind of sporty or minimal clothing. And the research also shows that most of these videos do use beauty filters just to promote this kind of idealized version of beauty and high standards, and making that link between kind of beauty and food, which is also a very problematic link. And we know that filters are unrepresentative of reality, so it just means that these videos are not really what they seem. And also, we don't know if this person on the video is actually eating what they're saying in a day. We have no way of telling if what they're saying is actually true, so that's another thing to remember about these videos.
And my last question for you, Catherine, before I let you go, is if there are people listening to this, feel like they've suffered due to watching these videos or just from this lifestyle like promotion in general, who can they reach out to for help, and what do you have any advice for them, and where can they go?
I do. Great question. Thanks for asking that one. And if you are noticing that your mood is changing, or you're feeling bad, or you're feeling anxious or worried as a result of watching these videos or just engaging in social media in general, I would maybe firstly speak to your GP, because they are the one-stop shop in terms of knowing what support is in your local area, and seeking, if your mental health is struggling, seeking help from a professional, so a psychologist or a trained qualified therapist, because there are some great therapies like cognitive behavior therapy that can help with things like anxiety and depression. If you're noticing that you're making changes to your eating, if you have any signs of disordered eating, like restricting your food, then reaching out again to your GP in the first instance. But there's also charities like the Butterfly Foundation here in Australia that have a helpline, and they have lots of resources and good information for people that think they're struggling, or people that are worried about someone that they know that might be struggling.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that advice, Catherine. And that was a very, very fascinating conversation.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Catherine Houlihan, Senior Lecturer in Clinical Psychology at the University of the Sunshine Coast, talking about the what I eat in a day trend and body image issues that are potentially caused by this and the lifestyle they promote.